From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Israel says there was no resistance today when it took over an Irish aid vessel bound for Gaza, preventing it from breaking an Israeli blockade of the Hamas-ruled territory. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev said the activists' motive was political and not humanitarian. He says they rejected a joint Israeli-Irish proposal to resolve the standoff involving the Irish-owned merchant vessel.
The first thing I think we could be thankful for is this all happened without any violence. We didn't want today's incident. We arranged yesterday there were understandings reached with the government of Ireland, which guaranteed the free flow of all the humanitarian cargo on the ship to the people of Gaza. Though this was agreed to by the governments of Israel and Ireland, those activists on the boat rejected that, making the interception today, unfortunately, necessary.
Regev was speaking on the BBC. Today's takeover follows a violent confrontation at sea earlier this week when Israeli commandos blocked a Turkish aid vessel from reaching Gaza, killing 9 people. That raid has sparked international pressure for Israel to lift the blockade. President Obama says Gulf Coast residents are in turmoil because of an oil spill that's not their fault. Speaking in his weekly media address today, the president pledged to stand with the people of the Gulf Coast until they're made whole.
This spill has not just damaged livelihoods, it's upended whole communities. And the fury people feel is not just about the money they've lost. They've been through tough times before. It's about the wrenching recognition that this time their lives may never be the same.
Defending his handling of the spill, Mr. Obama said his administration has put in place the largest government response to an environmental disaster in history. President Obama is back at the White House following his third trip to the Gulf since the explosion that sparked the spill. He met with residents of Grand Isle, Louisiana yesterday. Reverend Tyrone Edwards lives there. He says the people of Grand Isle need many different kinds of help.
It's good that the White House is coming down, but what happened to our house? We're looking at it, our house are still suffering. So we want to see some relief come, some equity. The same amount of money that they're giving to tourism and business, we want to see $1 million put in social programs.
Edwards says he'd like to see more financial help from BP itself. In the weekly GOP address, the head of the Republican Party is criticizing President Obama for falling short of his campaign promise of an open administration. Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele is calling on the Justice Department to examine what happened. The White House recently acknowledged discussing possible jobs with senatorial candidates Joe Sestak in Pennsylvania and Andrew Romanoff in Colorado. Both declined to step aside from challenging incumbents who had White House backing. And from Washington, this is NPR News. President Obama has apparently settled on his choice to be the new director of national intelligence. He's expected to name Air Force Lieutenant General James Clapper this morning. Clapper is currently the top intelligence official at the Pentagon. Here's NPR's Tom Gelton.
Clapper is a retired 3-star Air Force general with a long career in intelligence. He's headed both the Defense Intelligence Agency and the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, which specializes in satellite reconnaissance. As Deputy Secretary of Defense for Intelligence, he now oversees the vast Pentagon intel apparatus. After Admiral Dennis Blair was forced to resign 2 weeks ago as the Director of National Intelligence, General Clapper's name immediately surfaced as the leading candidate to replace him. The reaction on Capitol Hill, however, has been negative. Democrats and Republicans alike say Clapper has not kept Congress informed of Pentagon intelligence activities. He is popular within the intelligence community, however, and sources say a White House announcement of Clapper's nomination is forthcoming. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says North Korea's alleged sinking of a South Korean warship is part of a reckless pattern of aggression. Speaking at a security conference in Singapore today, he said it would set a bad precedent for there to be no consequences. He's urging Asian nations to respond collectively. Gates did not specifically mention China, but the United States and South Korea are seeking support from Beijing for UN action. South Korea took its case to the UN Security Council yesterday. The attack in March killed 46 South Korean sailors. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.